Hawkeye. So, here's the Earth. Chilling. Damn, that is a sweet Earth, you might say.
Wrong!
Alright, ruling out the ice caps melting, meteors becoming crashed into us, the ozone layer leaving, and the sun exploding, we're definitely going to blow ourselves up. Okay, so basically, we've got China, France, India, Israel, Pakistan, Russia, the UK, and us with nukes. We've got about 2,600 more than anybody else. Whatever. Anyway, one day we decide those Chinese sons of a bitches are going down. So we launch a nuke at China. While it's on its way, China's like, shit, who the fuck is shooting us? Oh well, fire missiles. Then France is like, shit, guys, we got the missiles, they are coming, fire our shit. But then let's hide. Well, have a nap, then fire the missiles. Meanwhile, Australia is down there like, WCF, mates. India, Israel, and Pakistan launched their shit, so now we've got missiles flying everywhere, passing each other. Russia's like, ah, motherland! Then England's like, about that time, eh, chaps? Righto. So now the US is like, fuck, we're dumbasses. Canada's like, what's going on, eh? Australia's still like, WTF. Mars is laughing at us, and some huge meteor's like, well, fuck that. So, now we've got nuclear winter. Everyone's dead, except Australia. And they're still like, WTF. But they'll be dead soon. Fucking kangaroos. But, assuming we don't blow ourselves up, us Californians just have to worry about California breaking off from the United States to go hang with Hawaii. Alaska can come too.
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, May 7th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you are checking out episode 33, the Wednesday evening show. Thanks so much for listening. How the fuck are you?
I'm pretty fucking good. How are you?
I'm pretty fucking phenomenally fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, what'd you do today?
I worked, and then I chilled, and then I'm doing the show with you.
You chilled, huh?
Yeah, what did you do?
I did a lot of nothing today, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
How's the job search going?
I haven't really been searching.
Nice.
No.
Kind of like Star Search towards the end where they just kind of gave up.
Right.
Yeah, you're just kind of throwing in the old towel.
Yeah, I'm throwing in the towel.
Well, that's good. So on Tuesday on the route, I went up to Sea Falls and shit, and I go to this daycare place, mm-hmm. and it's kind of sad because the place is always just full of fucking kids, and it's like, man, all these kids getting raised by these fucking people that run this daycare, right?
It's like, nice, and have kids and not have the time to raise them.
Right. They're like, oh, after the hospital and shit, and they hand them to him and they hold it. It's like, okay, can you just go put this somewhere now? I have to go work off 50 fucking pounds.
Yeah, it's right. Like, it's no, like it doesn't actually work it off.
It doesn't work that way. And then they're like, well, actually, it kind of does because there's all these daycares everywhere that you can just. Sorry, did I almost punch you?
No, I was
gonna try and talk with my hands behind my back this episode because yeah.
Maybe you should put them in your pants. That way they stay there.
That's a damn good idea. I'm gonna do that. But usually when I talk and get excited, I start talking with my hands, and then I start knocking shit over. And
well, if you start talking with your hands, you're gonna get a little too excited there.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just waiting for the time I just boom knock the whole Rockstar can over onto the mixer, and then.
Hey, I always put my cap back on.
That'll be the last show for a while.
That's why I put my cap on.
Until we sell Braden's ass worth of $400 to buy a new one.
My ass is not worth $400.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It'd take a while. How long of selling your ass? That's like 15 tricks at $5 a trick. It's about 20 tricks. That's $100 times 4. That's like 80 tricks, dude.
Yeah.
Are you up for that?
It's not going to be me, trust me.
Pretty sure it's going to be because it ain't going to be me. I bought the first mixer, if you don't recall.
Yeah, well, if you break it, you got to buy
it. It's your fucking rock star.
I didn't knock it over.
My drink ain't going nowhere. If anything, it's going to hit the computer and that's it and go right back where it was.
Hey, I'm not fucking buying a mixer that you broke, whether it's my rock star or not.
Okay. So you're just done with the show again.
Fuck you.
To quit
that's
like once a week. You're like, Matt, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm losing interest.
Yeah, I'm
just
quitting.
Are you just trying
I'm going to buy a new mixer if you break it. Yeah.
Why would I have to buy it? I bought that one. I should
because
be able to break that one because I bought it.
That's true.
If I want to take that up to my house and shoot it with my gun, then I can do that.
Well, then that's your way of saying you're not doing the show anymore.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Fuck
yeah,
that
nice
shit.
Stutter.
Fuck that noise. Okay. No way. That would just be my way of taking out some accumulated stress.
How about you just continue on with your story while you're still ahead?
Oh, God. What we have in store for you, I don't even fucking know. Okay, so I go up to this fucking place where people let all their fucking kids live and grow up and shit. And you deliver their water in this fucking laundry room. Today, or what was it? Tuesday. See, that's why I wrote the day. So I wasn't like yesterday. I'd know actually what day it was.
Right.
Brilliant.
Because you wouldn't remember. You're too busy thinking about other stuff.
Shut the fuck up. So I go in there and there's a crib. Like a big, you know,
a baby crib?
Yeah, a crib in the fucking way. They know. I go there the same day every other week. Same fucking day.
The crib is in the laundromat?
Yeah. In the laundry room.
What the fuck is a crib?
There's
doing
a
in the laundry room?
You open the door, washer, dryer, baby crib.
Well, I guess you can put your baby in the crib until you're gonna wash
well,
it.
Well, and last time I was there was actually a baby sleeping in it. So it's not just storage. That's where they put kids, which is fucked up in its own right, but whatever. It's not my kid.
I'll just
I
fucking
give a fuck.
Leave you here where all these nasty
and
people
then
come wash their clothes.
And then turn the washer dryer on, shut the door, you never hear them scream.
Right?
Perfect. It's better than the microwave, almost.
Yeah, well, if you kill him, you don't hear him scream either.
That's true, but then you got to deal with the body. And
well, that's why you have an abortion, and that way it's legal.
No one has time for that anymore. I mean, that's why they're dropping their kids off at daycare in the first place, right?
Right, that's
okay.
True.
So, there's a crib in there. The jugs are, like, on the other side of the crib. Like, there's no getting by it. Washer, crib is, like, right against it.
Was there a baby in it at the
time? No, not this time.
Oh, man, you would have just left.
Oh,
if
God,
was.
I would have. I would have, like, stood at the
it.
Door and just tossed the jugs in the crib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
so,
not dealing with this.
I'm like, do you want me to move this or, you know, are you going to move it? Because I don't want to touch their stuff. Last time I was there and I changed one of their jugs, I haven't told anybody this yet.
Well, now you're telling
but,
everyone.
Okay. Last time I was there, their cooler is right under a shelf. Like a homemade shelf, not a nice bookshelf.
Right.
And the jug comes right under the middle of the shelf, and there's all this shit on the shelf. I didn't even see the shelf. This was like 2 months ago, so it wasn't anytime soon. It had nothing to do with why I'm distracted today. But 2 months ago, I fucking grab the empty jug and pull up, and it just rails the bottom of the shelf,
nice.
Knocks everything on the fucking ground. And I'm standing there like, because as soon as I walked in, they're like, shh, babies are sleeping and shit. I'm like, okay, I'm being all quiet and careful. And then all of a sudden, fuck me. So I'm standing there holding the jug, like trying to look like.
You should have done the Peter.
Well, like I didn't notice it. Yeah, totally. I should have just backed up quietly and just walked away. But
exactly.
I'm standing there like, if I close my eyes, they won't see me type of thing.
Right.
Like just trying to look as. I didn't do it as possible.
Did you go like completely silent
I'm holding
after the
jug.
Loud noise? You're like,
yeah. And then one by one, you heard all the kids.
Wow, like, you sound just like a baby.
Thank you. Fuck off. It was so fucked up. So
that is awesome.
This is the same place. So maybe
that's what they get for building a ghetto ass shelf, though.
Yeah, exactly. And right where the really.
Yeah, good spot,
guys. Fuck you guys. So I'm like, so do you want to move the crib? She's like, no, you go ahead. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I didn't want to touch it because I didn't want anything else. You know, I don't know, but I don't want my fingerprints where there's little kids. You know, just because.
And
I've seen
baby
CSI.
All over.
I know how this shit works. Yeah, exactly.
That's why you use your sleeves.
I should have grabbed the rubber gloves. I have gloves in the truck right next to the rope. Go figure.
Yeah,
right?
Imagine that.
Yeah, no. So I move the shit and I go out, start bringing the water in. After I'm all finished, I get all the water, everything's good, you know, 3 jugs, 4 jugs, whatever. She comes up to me and she's like, can you take the ones without handles out and trade them for ones with handles?
What is up with all these people on their handles?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
I'll get to that. But I want to explain exactly what this means, because I had put the crib back. Everything was, I was done.
Yeah.
So I have to move the crib, take the jugs with no handles on them, bring them back out to the truck, all the way back out, full jugs again. Fucking lift them up, put them in the truck where they go, because you can't open the tailgate because they're just, there's, you know, 100 fucking jugs in there.
Right,
so you got to
fall out.
It goes where the one came out of. So it's, I got to pick it up, put it in there. And there was 2 without handles. Like, she couldn't have fucking said that when I first got there even. And she's like, by the way, can you, you know, and it would have been no problem, whatever. So I'm like, can you do that? And I'm like, seriously? I didn't say that. I just looked at her like, yeah, do you really need them? Because I told her, I'm like, I don't know if I have any more in the truck. Because right. It's a random thing. I don't go, okay, I need this many with handles because I have this many fucking retards.
Right.
And then I need this many without because these people don't give a fuck because it's all the same shit. And what she says to me, her prime reasoning about this whole thing is, I can't lift the ones without handles. As if by some magical ability, the ones with handles weigh less.
Yeah, I'm like, it ain't lighter.
Lady, it's the same fucking weight. They weigh the same. It's like a pound of lead and a pound of feathers. It's the same fucking shit. And she insists she cannot, for the life of her, lift up the ones without handles.
I guess she's too retarded just to hold it sideways or hold it by the bottom.
I don't know. It's like if you were in the fucking desert, stupid fat bitch, and you were dying for water, and there was a 5-gallon jug of water there, but oh no, there's no fucking handles on it, I'm pretty fucking sure you'd find a way to get some water in your fat fucking mouth, right? You wouldn't fucking, or would you? Would you just die and be like, oh, it doesn't have a handle?
Well, if you're hurt,
I'm
dead.
Blah. It just fucking blew me away. So, I don't even know what to say. That was
you
it.
You said it.
Yeah, fuck her. So fuck you. And fuck all the people that constantly put... These places have waiting lists. That's how many kids need a place to go for 8 hours a day.
How many people have kids.
While their single mom is at work or whatever. Mom and dad are both at work. Yeah. So,
or dad just doesn't want to deal with it.
There wouldn't be these places if there wasn't a need for it, right? They found a niche in society that needs filling, and they, pardon the expression, they failed it, you know? It's, yeah, that pisses me off. So, should we get into the clip of the dogs barking?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, this is that one place I was telling you guys about. And actually, this time, the long-ass, shitty fucking road with the washboards and the rolling things, it was re-graveled and shit. And I took a picture on my phone of what it looked like, and it was like mud, you know? So I'm going around corners, and if you hit the gas a little bit, it just sideways. So I'm like fishtailing around corners left and then the right, and then there was a car coming. So I like straightened it out real quick and then just kind of like, you know, as you hit the brake, as the car's coming out of a slide and you just go. Yeah. I did that and kind of waved at the guy.
Just pretend like you weren't doing
that. Yeah, I just started doing this, but I didn't realize that if you're doing something stupid that you shouldn't be in the work truck and you wave at somebody that you think might see you and get in trouble, they have to fucking wave back.
Yeah.
They cannot help it, dude. It's the greatest thing in the world. You could fucking give someone the fingers you're driving by and then back up and wave at them. And
maybe
it would they'd wave. Yeah, dude. I don't know.
You should have done that with that stupid fat coat.
Well, I didn't just realize this till like two days ago. Otherwise, I would have.
You would have been like, just drove by, gave her the finger, and then backed up and waved at her.
My luck, though, by the time I had it in reverse, they were crossing the street, and I just,
Well, that'd be good luck, then.
Well, then I wouldn't have got tattled on. Yeah. So, all right, this is that same house with all the fucking dogs that bark and bark. So, I got my new phone, and I was playing around with the recording things, and I think we're going to start doing this once in a while. It'll be called, like, Work with Matt or something stupid like that. It'll just be whenever I get into some shit like that, I'll hit record if I can, you know, and then we'll hear the sound clip. But, yeah, these are dogs barking.
Move, you stupid fucking piece of shit. Get the fuck out of the way. All right, you ready for this? Dogs.
Okay, so that's just a fraction of it. Like, that was me setting the phone in the truck and leaving the truck door open. That wasn't them, like, following me around. And what I didn't realize when I started this is that if you just leave the phone and it records, it shuts off after, I think, like, 20 seconds, which kind of sucks.
Yeah,
so whatever I'm doing, I gotta do.
Even though you have a fucking 4-gig card in
I know, right? It's just the program. What I need to do is find some aftermarket recording thing for the phone that'll let me do it. I'm sure there's plenty out there. I didn't even think to do this, you know, because the speaker on the other phone was just shit. You couldn't hear anything. But this one, with this phone, we're going to be able to make calls and do all sorts of cool shit that we've been kind
of
wanting to do.
Speaking of calling people, what's that idea you had?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe once a week, since we have this phone now, we were going to call my mom Like, I don't want to copy. Like, Tim, he's done it before, but it was for a special thing. And I was thinking maybe every once a week, every couple weeks, we can just call my mom and ask her how she thinks I'm doing and what she thinks of what we're doing. Just, you know, say hi and all that. Yeah, I think it'll be really nice once I stop living there, so we'll actually have things to talk about.
Right, because you won't see her every day anymore.
And we'll tell her. We'll be like, hi, you're live on the Jam Hole. This is your son or something. Or maybe we'll have you do it, and you can be like, Matt's mom. I almost just sorry, I got to ask her first. But it'd be like, Matt's mom, I'm really worried about Matt. I think he's getting back into some bad shit. If you said that to her, like, seriously, she would flip the fuck out. Because I have a feeling, even though I've totally been clean and all
especially
this
especially if I did that after you moved out.
Right, yeah, exactly, because she won't, like, have been seeing me.
Right,
but
so she won't know.
I think, you know, because it's been so long, since, like, the middle of February, which in junkie days, that's a long fucking time, and I've still been... But if you fucking did that, I think, in the back of her mind, she thinks, because I have relapsed before, that she thinks I might, you know.
Right.
There's always a slim chance because I haven't moved away from where it was. It's still here. I just don't talk to any of those people.
Yeah.
And it's cool because I do this show and I have other things distracting me, so it's fine. So I think if you called with that, it would flip her. The other day, dude, after it was like a week after I got this new phone, I called her up and I forget what I was really going to ask her, but I opened up with, Mom, what are you doing right now? And she's like, nothing. Why? Like, can you come get me out of jail? And I swear to fucking God, she, like, I thought she dropped the phone and had a fucking heart attack.
Seriously?
She's like, don't you. She's like, what happened? Are you okay? Freaking out. I'm like, oh, I'm just fucking with you. So, what are you doing? And she, dude, she's like, don't you ever fucking do anything like that again. First time I ever heard her use the word fucking. She
really?
Was pissed.
Did she not swear?
No, not at all. Uh-oh. And dude, it's...
I don't know if I can do that. I might feel bad.
Really?
Yeah, if
even
I call your mom.
Even if I just pick on you so bad and almost make you cry, and then you'll be like, yeah, fuck this, Matt's mom, call this motherfucker up right now. And then do it.
Yeah, but what's your mom have to do with that?
Well, nothing, but it would be I don't know.
I mean, why would I take
that out
on your mom?
I just want to fucking pick on you a bunch. I don't know. So those are the dogs, and like I was saying, they do that for the whole time I'm there. Like, it doesn't just stop after 15 seconds or however long that clip was.
Right.
It goes and it goes and it goes
probably
and,
the whole time.
And
you're
it
there.
Just and I'm right there, and they're looking at me when they do it, and I just fucking stare at them, and that probably doesn't help. But
are they chained up or do they?
No,
just
not at all. They are
you?
Free roam, man. They from when I went in, I was like, get the fuck out of the way. In the clip, that was me pulling into their driveway, which is like, you know, 500 feet of
right
shit. Because
you're about to run them over.
Yeah, and they just fucking right in front of the truck, and then I just stopped. I stopped giving a fire. I was like, whatever. If I'm sorry, I was looking at how many jugs of water you needed. That's why I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't think there would be like a bunch of dogs in
front
of the fucking
truck. Yeah, boy, I wasn't
truck.
Expecting dogs to run under a truck tire. Go figure.
Yeah.
You must raise some stupid fucking mutts. I don't know. So that was that. I do that like once a fucking week, and I hate going there. But now that the road's nice, hopefully it'll be a little more smushy next time. I can just fucking tear down that road.
Yeah.
Because like the first time when the road was shit, it seriously, literally took me like 30 minutes to get down that road.
Because you had to drive so slow.
And this time, dude, I got there in like 8 minutes. I'm not even fucking kidding. I was hauling ass, just sliding, and then, you know, the truck slides slow, and then wave, and then, gone.
And then just go right back.
Oh, yeah, and then it's great. You just drop it into first, because if you slam on the gas, it takes it a sec.
Yeah.
But if you just throw it into first, it fucking sideways and shit, and then you go back. Oh, yeah, it's big fun. And, boss, if you're listening, I don't know. Fuck me, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're caught.
Fuck me if you're listening. Sorry. Good thing it's insured, right? You know
just
I love
just only
you.
Do it when you're working.
You know it's great. It's fun. So you mentioned something at this place we always fall fat.
Yeah,
I know we're kind of running 20 minutes here, but
fuck
it was a
we
slow news day, so fuck it. This is our talk show, thejamhole.com.
We'll talk
we're
as long as
talk,
we want.
So fuck it. So yeah, you were mentioning something about undercover cops rolling around the place where we fall. Now, let me preface this by saying generally, not every time, but usually when we fall, if we're with friends or if, you know, even if it's just us, we'll burn a little herb, you know, on the way back there. Once we're back there, we'll smoke a little bit.
Yeah.
And get a buzz on before we come do the show, because we usually fall, except for today. Because it was raining. Pouring fucking shitty
and
rain.
And you were too busy with something else much more important.
Yeah, much more important.
Yeah,
so
I wonder what that was.
I don't know, but let's undercover cops. So tell me about this. What happened?
All I know is I heard from a friend that he knew someone who got busted just hanging out there at the park.
Friend of a friend of a cousin of an uncle of a second sister. My balls itch.
No, this is a real story. This isn't a lie, so it was just a friend of a friend.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess they were smoking down there or whatever, and just some regular guys walking their dogs just stopped them, and they turned out to be cops, I guess.
And we notice that a lot when we're there. There's always somebody just walking their dog.
And they'll walk back to where we play and stuff and just walk
around.
Right,
and that's kind of weird because usually normal people, if they go back there, they bring the dog as an extra thing. Like, they're going back there to Falf or to play in the toys with their fucking kids where they shouldn't be, where there's a fucking Falf course. If you walk your dog, it's usually because it has to poo, and you just do that right outside. You're not going to load him up, take him down to the park, and then
do it. Well, some
people
do, though, because they're just so fucking lonely but do and they have look, nothing better to do, I guess.
Are they checking out everybody and sniffing the air like...
Well, yeah, and plus
smells
everyone...
Smells like reefer in here! I'm going to bust somebody today, boys!
And everyone knows Falf is a stoner sport, so they know that they're going to bust someone when they go down
so
there.
In that line of thinking, if everyone knows when... Falfer's stoner sport. Falf is a stoning thing.
Right.
Then because Sportsman sells discs, are they contributing to that?
Oh.
Mm?
Oh.
Mm?
You're onto something.
Maybe look in your own eye for the speck before you check out your neighbor's fucking log. That was in the Bible, a little something I made up.
Yeah. Or should we go right to the source and blame Inova even?
Yeah. For making the shit.
Yeah, you
for
make
making
the shit.
That's like, fuck me.
That's like people who grow.
That's like blaming God for making the weed.
Yeah.
God. You made this
you
shit.
You fucked up.
Damn mine eyes. So, yeah.
But, yeah, just basically anyone who listens to this that falls and, well, if you fall, if you smoke.
If you fall, if you probably listen to this. If you listen to this, because we're going to put stickers everywhere there.
Yeah.
Which now, because of all those undercover cops, you think that's a good idea?
Maybe.
I think, technically, if it came down to it in court, we could say this is a show we write,
right?
And it's fiction for entertainment purposes.
It's
the worst
that'll
happen is they'll say, "Well, you need a disclaimer on it stating that," and we'll
maybe
be like,
we should do
"Sorry,
it anyway.
Cap, my bad." Slap on the wrist. That'll be it.
Maybe you should make a disclaimer anyway.
Fuck it. Here's your disclaimer. If you're scared of dumb shit, don't fucking listen. How's that?
Yeah.
Done.
But the
done
thing
and
is,
done. Can someone isolate that audio? Email it to me. We'll use it. Thank you.
But a disclaimer has to be something that people can see before they hear the show.
Oh, right. Not 22 minutes in.
It's like, oh, now I know.
Oh, by the way, you might hear fuck, nigger, cunt, kike, shit, fuck, piss, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Okay. Good. So, yeah, he told me that, and I was like, shit, we should... Because we're all about educating people, we should let people know. You know, if you're burning down at Lawrence, watch out. There might be cops.
Be
We'd hate to see you guys get busted.
Smoke before you get to the park.
Exactly. Do it. Stop at your friend's house. Fuck it. Do it in the car. As long as you're moving, you're careful. Watch out. You know, watch behind you all the time. Because this, I wasn't even going to
be responsible
talk about
here
this.
And just say smoke at home.
Smoke at home.
We know you're not going to. We don't either.
But
just
fuck
saying.
It. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. And that makes it okay.
Right.
So yeah,
what
that's
else is
about
on?
It.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No. I think there's something else on there.
No?
No, are you sure?
What does this say here?
I don't know. You should read it.
You go ahead, because it's about me, so I don't want to read it, because that
see,
would just sound
says,
stupid. But as far as I'm concerned, we're done with what I have to say.
Okay, it says, Matt can't remember shit because he's too busy daydreaming about his new underage love affair.
That's...
So what does that mean?
I don't know. You wrote it. What does that mean?
But it's your underage love affair.
It's... She's not... You say it. It's fuck!
That's
fuck!
That's
it sounds dirty when you say it
well,
like that.
Well, that's why I said it like that.
You're an asshole.
So...
So what? You ready to do some news?
No, you're not getting out of this, fucker.
Okay, I've been really distracted lately.
Remember when you said,
yes,
would it bother
Wednesday
you
show?
If I hung out with...
And remember you said, no, I don't give... What? Your exact words, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and then you're
is
like...
Is that why you're doing this? Are you jealous now?
No, I just... It was funny.
Because you have a girl.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I'm not jealous. I'm just.
Okay.
I just love how you're blushing
hey,
right now.
Don't. Fuck. I am not. I don't. Fuck you, dude. Whatever. But yeah, I have been kind of spacey. Remember in what's today? Fuck.
Speaking
me.
Of being spacey.
Today's Wednesday, May 7th, 2008, if I'm not keeping track.
Because
So on the Monday show when I was like, sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Right. It was because of her.
Yeah, kind of. It's actually, really, yeah. It started like, a few days before that when I asked you. Yeah. And then later, yeah, so it's nothing really. It's everyday life. I met a girl that's just completely fucking amazing, and it's not my fault
right.
that all the girls I meet are through you, and because you're 18, they're 18 or maybe 17,
or maybe
almost 18.
Younger.
Fuck off.
Right.
Need I remind you the age of consent here is 16, just in case there's any undercover cops
listening?
I just want to throw that out there. Just saying.
Yeah, well,
but nothing's happened.
You better have
nothing's
the consent of her parents.
I held
first.
Her hand. Oh, her parents let me hang out at their house.
Oh,
thanks.
Really? That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, she said as long as they don't find out I'm that Matt from her friend, her sister's friend or whatever.
Wait,
that ex. She just happens. This is total coincidence.
Yeah, this
and
is pretty funny.
For
actually.
The fucking record, remember. At the park when she said that, and I was like, holy shit, that
yeah.
you're her little
you,
sister?
Yeah, you didn't know.
I seriously did not know, and
yeah,
I had liked her then. When
yeah,
I first
I
fucking laid eyes on her,
I'm
it was
not giving
like,
you shit for
okay.
that.
Okay, so just because it happens to be one of my ex-girlfriend's best friend's younger sister. I don't want to say little sister because that sounds weird.
Well,
but
they already
younger
know how
sister.
Old she is.
She'll be 18 in a few weeks. So fuck off.
Yeah, a few weeks.
That's right. But yeah, and she was kind of thinking that. She's like, do you like me because it's revenge or that you shouldn't because you're or my, sister's best friend is my ex
right.
type of thing. And
yeah.
like, she's going away to go be with this dude, ex guy, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't even want to talk about it here. But
too fucking bad.
No, I'm because that's a whole long thing. And
yeah,
I told.
To
I
that.
Really did tell her I wouldn't talk about that. So fuck her and fuck me for telling her that. But yeah, and I was like, no, it has nothing to do with that. Remember? And I wish I would have remembered that when I first met her. I didn't know because
right.
I would have totally been like, Exhibit A in my defense. I didn't know. So. Yeah, and ever since then, I've been so distracted. And you know how I usually write, and it's just sad, not sad, but just like, fuck this and fuck
you're
that.
You're always
and
pissed, yeah.
Yeah, pissed. Like, I've been writing totally, like...
Now you're all lovey.
About her and for her and how I feel about it. It sounds so stupid.
I don't know if I like this new you.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I don't like how you are when you're all happy and in love with someone.
It's weird.
Now I know how you feel.
Oh, God. Yes. It's fun, isn't it, you fuck?
Yeah.
But yeah, so like today, for instance, I went to Libby today. I had to give one of the guys I work with a ride to the salt shed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to bring a cooler up there. Totally forgot the cooler.
Well,
and my route book. I have my route book every day. Forgot my route book.
Well, you kind
of
need
but
that,
the
don't
fucked
you?
Up thing is, I remembered that after I got gas. So I came back, grabbed the cooler, left, totally forgot the route book.
Wow.
Again. And I never do that.
Yeah,
so,
and what were you thinking about at the time?
Her. It's fucked up, though. It's like when I was strung out on that shit. Like,
right.
It would be the last thing you think about before you go to bed and the first thing you think of when you wake up. And that's kind of like this is. It's like...
It's its own drug.
I don't know, dude. It's fucking... I like it. So,
yeah, you're way
as,
too high on this girl.
I know. It's crazy, but
just
I love it.
Balls.
I fucking totally love it. And yeah, today she's like, will you trip with me? And I was like, because I was kind of done doing that because,
yeah.
when you trip with someone else and you get to really know them. And I was done with that. I did that and it was weird. And but I would
Am
totally,
I going to have an intervention?
You might have to babysit us while we're like, ah. But,
well, that won't be any good because I'll just...
Yeah, that, you,
yeah,
we would make you leave probably.
Yeah.
But no, and I'm totally into doing that because I don't know, dude. Just
well,
when
course,
I talk
like,
to her,
like
it's
you
like,
could say,
it's
no.
this amazing connection. Well, no, if it was something else, I totally wouldn't. But because, it's mushrooms and I have, I have an inner loving for the mycology culture and
right.
the shroom itself and the mycelium and the fruits and all that stuff. Not the gay fruits, but the... mycelial fruit. Fuck me. All right, so that's that. Are there any questions?
I think we got it.
And then that's why I was late for coming to get you.
Yeah, you're okay, I'll see you in a few. So, Two hours later, hey, man.
I go to Anna's where we always like to eat at, and that's cool. I'll say them. If you guys are in the Valley, eat at that place. It's awesome.
Yeah, that place is great.
And I'm actually going to start working there on Sundays now, that'll be a little nice delivery. Maybe I'll get raped after someone orders a pizza, and we can talk about it on the show.
So.
Me too. No, actually, I don't know, because that would suck.
If I got raped,
if I was doing the raping, not so much, but to
if
get
you
raped,
get raped,
fuck that noise.
If you get raped, you're the one fucking the tricks.
That's
whoever gets raped
all
first.
Right, 79 more, and we got a new mixer.
All right.
Go us.
Except that one was for free. That
right.
was just a starter.
That was a freebie.
Yeah. The first one's always
oh,
free.
Wow. The tip
that
of the iceberg, if you will.
Yeah. Here,
and
here.
I know you will. Yeah. So, what the fuck was I going to say?
I don't know.
And his food.
You're talking about
right.
working there.
So I went there to eat, and then I got done eating, read the serial killer book a little bit, and I was getting ready to leave, so I text you. I'm like, I'm on my way. And then on my way there, she calls and is like...
Mind you, that was about 4:30-ish.
Right. Okay, you want to timestamp it? It's 8:30 right now when we're recording it. So we started at around 8 o'clock. Okay. We're going to do a whole show without news.
Wow.
Fuck it.
The news.
Fuck it. There was no news.
I don't even care.
The one site we go to get news had none. Fuck us.
We got news, but it's just not as good as usual, except for
it's just not as good as my fucking awkward love thing.
Yeah, this is more fun.
Wow.
At least for me.
So I'm going there to go get you, print out the stories at your place like we always do.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then come do the show. So she calls me when I'm a quarter away there, maybe. I'm coming down. I'm right by the college, actually, because I turned in there and went back around as soon as she called.
Right.
And she's excited. She just got a car today. She bought her friend's car. Awesome.
Nice.
I'm like, well, cool. And then she's like, well, do you want to come and see it and maybe burn or something? I was like, sure. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, well, just going to go pick up Braden so we could do the show. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, do you want to? I'm like, well, fuck yes. I'm turning around. And I did. And we went, you know, walking down by the river, and she showed me her car and shit. And it's, you know, it's a car. It's like
right.
the Subi, but, yeah. you know, maybe a little newer
what
than
is
the Subi. I don't know. It's a 91 car, whatever.
Well, they're all different colors.
It's a 91 Dodge. There, that's
okay.
all you're getting.
That's all I'm getting.
Yeah.
All
so right. look up 91 and look at cars that book for around $800.
If you want to find hers, then.
Yeah, well, no, I don't. Like, whatever. So,
wrong?
Yeah, we go down to this spot and we walk around down by all these trees and end up. We climb like halfway up this tree because it's kind of tilted and there's branches and we sit up there and just talk and. Puffed and then that was it.
Yeah,
and then I came and got you.
Yeah, about 6:30.
And she asked me to read the stuff I wrote about her and to her, so I did.
Oh, okay.
Which is another weird thing because it's rare that I would do something like that. I've done it for a couple girls, like her sister's friend, my ex. I did it for her because, you know, we were really close to "war" being the operative word there. And then, but, you know, that was it. And if I read them to them or gave them to them, that was even rare.
Yeah,
like,
even
this
like
is my
more.
Shit.
Yeah,
and,
this
like,
means something.
Yeah, her. I don't know. I was nervous at first, but then I just was like, this is how I feel, you know?
Yeah. You know, I figured out where all the bumps come from.
All the what?
Where all the bumps, like the
oh, that
up.
You hear in the show?
Yeah, it's from you talking with your hands and then going, duh, and setting
I'm
your
not sitting
on,
my hands, am I? I'm my bad, Cap.
Oh, and
then
now
I
you're hitting that.
Fuck us and fuck this show.
Wow.
God.
So should we get into some news?
Well, are you done making fun of me?
Well, yeah, that's good.
So yeah, I'm in like, in strong like.
Do
I don't want
to say
in love because people use the word love too much, but
yeah.
I'm in strong like. So
you're not to the love part yet.
Wow. Feels like it, but
you'll wait until she's 18 before you say
thank
you.
Dick fuck. Yes, let's do some news. Ready?
All right, yeah. Oh,
fuck!
Got you, bitch.
You fucked me up. Usually by the first time it's over and we had to go again. I didn't know. I knew what I was going to do. And then I was like, shit, now
oh,
what?
Shit. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Pick one. And then my hand was already closed in a fist. So I was like, fuck it. Here, rock. And
yeah,
then,
really? Did you think I would go for paper again?
Go fuck yourself.
Because that's the only thing scissors
you know,
has
you
got
a new haircut. And I don't mind saying it looks a little different. You don't have the cry shield so much.
I didn't have a cry shield before, anyway.
You kind of did.
I didn't.
But you okay, just you
gotta
didn't.
Just got to cover your eyes.
But you have to admit that you would do that a lot.
Oh, you kind of fucking have to.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Well,
it's like you're
is
saying a little goth prayer when you do that. Like, bow your head and close your eyes.
I don't conform to that.
Okay, whatever. You ready to do some
okay,
news?
Let's do some news.
Let's fucking
now that
do
we're
it.
Done with that.
34 minutes in, we got half an hour to fill. Let's get her done.
Okay. This one, are you ready for it?
Yes.
Now that you're about to take a drink.
Am I ready
Wait,
for what?
Go ahead and take a drink. Scientists create Chewbacca robot muncher.
Chewbacca?
Chewbacca.
Oh, and?
That's a little late, but...
That's a point for the dude that came up with Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's the best
why don't
one
you,
so
why,
far.
Go ahead and explain the joke.
What? The Chew...
Well, all you said was that. Tell him why it's Chewbacca. Tell him what the thing does. Tell him what it is.
How about I just read the story?
This is some Who Are News.
Yes. During private...
Humans unite against robots. Sorry. You may continue.
You
want
to read this?
No, that's your story.
Okay. During private and quieter moments, it does a person good to assess the present threat of robots. Good way to start
Dude,
it out.
Dude, this is what Who Are is all about.
Yes,
assessing the present threat of robots
that
in today's life.
That is what it
life.
Stands for.
We have Roombas, we have all this military shit, and now we have Chewbacca.
The robot muncher.
Oh, fuck. The robot muncher.
Yeah, I love that. Like, they just, Chewbacca wow. wasn't enough. Robot muncher.
And just remember, guys, when you hear this shit, we're not making this shit up. These are news stories.
No, this is a
Someone
real fucking story.
Got paid to do this. Okay, just,
I am not
just
that funny.
Remember that when you're making $6.50 an hour cleaning up other people's piss and shit, that some dude is getting paid like 10 times that to come up with Chewbacca.
Yeah. That's the best thing I've heard as far as headlines go.
Yeah, that's great.
Robots may betray you, shoot you, or even seduce and break your fragile human heart. But at least there's
hey, I
only,
hear that.
Yeah. But at least there's only a small fraction of a chance that a robot will eat you.
Here. So do you think the whole seducing thing, do you think that robots will look at people in love or people at the start, like when the emotions and passions are flaring and be like, okay, mimic this. And then it'll go around and do that to guys. So if you're a guy, you'll know if it feels just too good to be true, it's probably a Chewbacca and it's probably going to bite your dick off.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what's
I'm just thinking like the whole.
And people are going to fall for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll just
sure.
have more stories to read about.
Bring them on.
I can't wait to read about some guy getting his dick bit off by Chewbacca.
We'll just need to make sure we hack in a little back door to the robots.
If you know what you mean by back door.
I know what you mean. And make sure we make them think we're funny. That way they think there's a use for you know, for us.
Right.
Because when everyone else is enslaved and we can still do this show, it'll be right on, dude. I'm here. Let's do it.
But hold that comfort close while you can. Some French scientists are working on exactly this. So that comfort is already gone.
No, I'm holding mine close.
Really?
Yeah.
No, your comfort, not your dick.
Oh, shit. My bad, Cap.
A team of researchers have developed an artificial mouth that chews for now.
Apple
slices much like a human would.
So these guys are sitting around. They're like, all right, we have...
What should we make
robots
do
next? We have a robot,
next?
Basically.
Yes.
It has eyes. It can smell. It facial recognition, all that.
We can fuck it because, you know, that's
it's
the first thing
it's got a pussy and a dick. Yeah, it started out as just the fucking Symbian machine, and then they gave it legs
right.
and arms
I mean,
and
if
boobs.
Scientists are making robots, what do you think the first thing they tried?
Right, but what I'm
they
saying
tried to fuck
is,
it.
Really, does it need teeth?
What the fuck does a robot need to eat apple slices
That's
for?
Like giving a pedophile Viagra and then making him a teacher. You
right.
give these robots teeth? I mean, really?
And a mouth to
I
chew
thought
with?
It was silly to give them guns and shit, but it seems, you know, maybe they are saving some lives for now until Skynet gets fired up.
Right. That which
and
isn't
we get
too
into
far
that whole
now.
Thing. Right. But teeth, dude, really? Why?
What?
Hold
what
on. Why do we have teeth? Because we have to fucking eat. Robots don't eat. And if they do, it's not to get nutrition. It's to kill us in a very painful and agonizing way. Could you imagine getting chomped to death from the bottom up?
By a robot?
Yeah. It's not doing it because it needs our sustenance, dude.
Right.
It's doing it because we're a plague on this earth. And it's like, to save the human race, I must eliminate most of you. Sorry, that's iRobot, I know. But that's how it's going to be. if we give them the three laws to save, I mean, this is exactly like that right. movie.
Yeah, we're not going to get any sympathy.
And they're going to be like, well, in order to save them, I have to kill a bunch of them because eventually you're going to kill yourselves and then I'm not saving you. That's the whole premise of the fucking thing.
The human race is getting no sympathy when robots kill us all. It's like, well, you they're, think? You gave them
these,
fucking mouths and guns
these
and
emotions. These motherfuckers are getting no sympathy when their fucking experiment bites their dick off and then they go down to the prosthetics lab and is like, hey, Bill, I need another pecker stat, if
another.
You know what I mean. Here, here.
Here, here.
And then he's going to be like, oh, well, this is the last one. No, fuck that. You gave that motherfucker teeth in the first place. No more peckers for you, dude. There's the quote of the show.
Wow. Sorry. Write down the time. Write down the time.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so in the study...
They gave robots teeth. Yeah. Next story.
No. Here, read this guy's name.
Guy. Holy
Arvis
shit. Don't clip. You have to, if you're going to yell.
Yeah.
Guy. See that?
Yeah. I saw.
Left.
I was trying
okay,
to read the
his
story.
His name is Gail.
Gail.
Arvisine. Gail. It is. My name is Gail Arvisine. Fuck. I don't know, dude.
Okay,
who
anyway,
cares?
That guy and his team sought to create an apparatus. Here, here.
Here.
That could replicate the state of
I'm
food.
Giving you a point just for that well placed. Here, here. That was nice.
After it's been chewed and slabbered on by a human mouth. Oh, that sounds hot.
What? Hold on. Read that again. My bad, guys. I wasn't listening.
Okay. Sought to create an apparatus. Here, here.
Here, here. Got
that
it.
That could replicate the state of food after it's been chewed and slobbered on by a human mouth.
Because robots need food.
Right.
I missed that part yeah. where the Terminator had to stop and eat.
Right. Yeah.
And that was the whole
the
reason
time.
The T-1000 kept catching up because
right.
the
he
Terminator
had to
stop at Mickey D's.
Exactly. Power up
to
again.
To get some McLove so he could go kill some McShit.
Yep. Quote, our aim was not to reproduce the human mouth conditions exactly, but to reproduce the results of mastication.
Because they don't need to eat. The human mouth absorbs that
right.
shit before it gets there. We just want these robots to be able to bite some shit. That's all. It doesn't... wow. I don't... In what kind of fucked up language does that sound like a good idea? I'm sorry, but I'm all about... You know, the future and technology and not having to do as much shit, but teeth, dude? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
This wow. story says nothing in it. Why they're even trying
because,
to make this.
You know why? Because they can. Because
that is why.
They're looking at their robot going, he's got a mouth, but he looks fucking
we
weird
have
when
this
he smiles.
Government money we need to spend.
Yeah, and he
oh,
looks
well,
weird.
Here we go.
He needs some fucking teeth. Oh, fuck us.
Let's
scientists.
Make him,
he needed teeth. That was it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because they need to be even more like humans.
Right. I'm just worried about the whole biting on your shit thing.
Right.
I don't.
Just don't fuck them.
Well, yeah, but still, it's a robot. If it wants to bite your shit,
yeah.
it will. It'll hold you down. You can't get away from titanium and actuators and
ooh,
shit.
That sounds hot.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Is that it?
That's it.
So, giving robot teeth.
I'm fucking not for that.
I'm going to have to give
you
that.
You can give them a mouth with robot gums. They can gum the shit out of my dick all they want.
Oh, wow.
But no teeth, please.
Thank you. I'm going to have to say fuck no either. Hold on. I retract that. I'm going to have to say yes, but as long as you don't let him into Montana. Because I want to read about some dude who tried to rape this chick who ended up being a robot that turned around and bit his dick off. And then fucked him in the ass with it. And
yeah.
said, hey. How do you like it? Here, here.
I can't wait till there's an article that's called Man Killed by Chewbacca.
Oh, God. And the sub-headline will be The Empire Struck Back
yeah.
or something. Yeah,
wow.
dude.
This is here, something here. Ridiculous. Here, here.
Okay, well, fuck. I'm not. We're not
we
even
shouldn't
gonna...
even read that. Go to
yeah.
the...
Anyway, I just want to point out that Dan Testa, this guy works for the Flathead Beacon, local dude. He
a
does
douche.
A douche. He writes the blog. He's one of the contributors to the blog on thefladbeacon.com. And I'm going to let this one slide, Mr. Testa, but I'm not handing out another chance. his headline here, let me just do this real quick because I want to get it off my chest. Ethnic dining on wheels. Now, keep in mind, this is Kalispell, Montana. We're all fucking white people here.
What I like is how he calls it real street food.
Yeah,
it's like,
and then the headline is real street food in Kalispell with a question mark.
Yeah.
And it's all about...
How real is this nasty-ass fucking food?
He's
anyway.
Blogging about all these fucking carts that are showing up in town now and how it's
right.
so
Selling
great.
Hot dogs
and it's
shit.
The next step in fucking this city's evolution. To me... Everyone in this city's fat. You put food at every fucking block? I wonder why. They can't help themselves. They go to work and they don't pack a lunch because they know if they do, they will eat all fucking day. So this kind of is their little safety to get away from their refrigerator. And then they step out the fucking door of their office and boom, what's that? Oh, food cart. Hot dogs, cheeseburgers, enchiladas, gabarones, bendecos. All that fucking shit is right there.
You know, I bet if anything, if you put a bunch of crack dealers on all these street corners and
yeah,
people,
yeah.
everyone is getting addicted to crack, to be like, why is everyone doing crack now?
It's right there.
I don't
get it.
Cause I can't everywhere.
Because I can't help myself. But I'm just saying, and I guarantee if these people asked them and was like, instead of me walking or taking, excuse me, not God forbid we walk, instead
right.
of me taking the elevator down and stepping, you know, 10 steps to where your cart's at, do you think you could just bring that up to me?
Yeah.
Thanks. And then you tip them $5 because to a Mexican, that's good money, apparently. Well, and that's why they're doing it.
For how big a douchebags people are, they probably won't tip at all.
But, and this guy's happy about it. He's like, oh, this makes it look like a big town. Here, let
oh,
me read
boy.
This. Street food is an inherent part of any urban area where people work, walk, and bike. So I see the rise of these food carts selling delicious ethnic food as only a good thing and one long overdue in Kalispell. Now, what this town really needs is a decent bagel shop who will step up to the plate. You fucking Jew douche. We have a good bagel shop. It's called Big League Delis and Bagels Big League, you fuck. Yeah, we need another one, and we need more delicious fat fucking food for you fat fucks to just cram your face with.
And if you want
Excuse
this
me.
Urban street food like the big cities have,
go to a big city.
Exactly, people
Fuck
live
me.
Here.
Go
so
to
it's small. Ugh. We want to live in a small city. Keep it that way.
That's why we fucking moved to this fucking place,
right?
I mean, well, that's not why I did yeah. because I was like 12 when I moved here. So my parents weren't like, "Hey, would you like to move to Montana?"
But
I
they moved
been like,
here for that reason. I'm sure
they would have said that. I've been like, "Where?" What the fuck is that?
Is that in the United States?
Is that in Egypt? No, but seriously, I had no idea. I was 12. I was probably 11, actually.
Actually,
I think about it, I don't
I
know.
I saw something on, like, our local newspaper, and they were saying they did some kind of test that saying that, like, I don't know, like 30 some percent of people who live in the U.S. can't point to Montana on the map.
Oh, I'm sure. It's like that thing a long time ago that they were interviewing that girl. She
right.
was like, miss something or another, and she kept saying, like, such as. I always remember that. But
right.
there,
yeah.
The question was something about a map or something, and she, like, totally just got it way wrong and fucked up. Like,
of course.
Yeah, it's just like that. If you don't live there, why would you know? Why would anybody know where the fuck Chile is unless, specifically, you're going there? Then I can maybe see breaking out a
well,
globe
that's different.
Or
I mean,
an atlas, for fuck's sake. You know?
Yeah, but if you've been to school, if you went to school, which I sure hope you did, and you should have been taught where all the states
well,
were, so you should just
shit.
Know that that's Montana.
The big shit.
That's
but
all they're saying.
Did they make you memorize the 50 states in school?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And how, but seriously,
I mean, I don't remember
I don't,
past the test, really, but I know most of the states,
right.
obviously.
Oh, actually, I didn't because I dropped out. But no, it's like that, I don't want to sound cliche, but it's that whole, if you don't use it, you lose it. If
right.
you could, I memorized fucking half the Bible going from preschool to eighth grade at a Christian school. I know maybe a quarter of it now. like, if I get talking religion to someone, I can pull things out if necessary. Right. I think, you know, that might be Satan helping me a little. Thanks, Satan. But, you know,
it's... Well, and plus, just the subject will remind
you. How often do you go around reciting the 50 states? You did it that one time for that one test, and that's it. But you know where Europe is. You know where Russia used to be. It's the big shit, you know. But, like, the U.S., people know where the United States is. Granted, because we're in everyone else's shit all the time, where we shouldn't be.
But everyone knows where the fucking
know.
United States is.
But then
is.
You ask them where a state within the U.S., unless it's California, New York, or, and honestly, people probably don't even know where New York is. They just know it's on the East Coast, because all the East Coast niggas, West Coast niggas, all that stupid shit. But Montana, it's a landlocked state by Canada.
Right.
You know, it's so, that's my whole point, is you just, if you don't fucking... It's not ignorance that you don't know. You just, who cares?
Right.
I need that room in my brain for something else.
Well,
like,
yeah, since
this girl
we
or
yeah,
something.
But since we only use like 8% of our brain.
Well, and that goes
back. You should
back,
have plenty of room.
That goes back to the other argument. If we could use the whole brain, we'd be dead by now, you
well,
know?
Watch Heroes.
Well, granted, if we could, we'd probably have evolved past the whole let's be in competition with each other rather than let's work together and better something, for fuck's sake. God forbid, you know, things get a little better and this world is nice to live in and people actually want to bring kids into this world, not just to use them for slaves or to sell them or to fuck them, you know, to actually be like, look what we did. Us adults, we took something we were given that was complete shit when it was given to us, and look what we did to it. Because, you know, the one secret, we worked together. We didn't try and one-up our neighbor every time they got a new car. We didn't try to fucking get this many more of that or this. We worked together to say, what are our problems? Fuck me. What are our problems? Try and say that. It's hard. What are our problems? Instead of saying, what does he have? I want better. It's like, okay, these are what we need. Let's work together to fucking do it. I don't want to sound like a stupid hippie, but really, wouldn't things be better if we did that instead of saying, well, fuck you. I'm going to go do this and fuck this, you know?
We went from talking about Kalispell being a small city
and
to
that's
that
the
somehow.
Jam hole. So, yeah.
Anyway, let's move on.
Basically,
from this.
Dan Testa, go fuck yourself. Yes. If I ever write some real shit, come on. And maybe we'll interview him after we. I'm going to keep a track of this guy and see what else he's writing. Maybe we could pull that whole. Oh, I forgot what the fuck it's from, but that one movie where the guy like kidnaps that dude and says, "What did you want to be?" That was Fight Club, wasn't it? And he's like, "If you're not enrolled in veterinary school by next week, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to kill your family." When he had the gun to him.
Are you sure that was Fight Club?
I'm pretty sure. When they go out for a fight, he goes to rob the convenience store, and then he just takes the guy outside, and he's like, "Give me your wallet." And he's like, "Now I know who you are. What did you want to be or something?" He's like, "A veterinary." He's like, "Well, then why are you working in a gas station?" "I don't know." He's like, he points the gun at his head. He's like, "You have 1 week to become a veterinary." Like that. Yeah. See, I don't want to have to do that, Dan. So write better shit. That's all I'm saying. And oh, I also want to say there was one comment on his blog post, and it was by someone with his last name. So probably his
wife. I
wonder
who that was.
Yeah, right. Nice, Dan. Nice. Okay. So was that a news story, or should
I
read
it? I don't
think so. Okay.
Just get on with this.
Okay. This is something dear to us, or well, it used to be. I haven't been on here in a
years. Yeah, I haven't been on there forever either.
But headline, MPAA, we all know who that is, right? The
Sadly.
Motion Picture Association of Ass Fuckers.
Right.
They're the people who put the FBI warnings at the beginning of every movie that you see, whatever. So MPAA defeats Torrent Spy. Now, if you don't know what Torrent Spy is, torrentspy.com, I'd say go there, but it's shut down.
Now.
And if you go there, they're probably going to get your IP, which is why I was at Braden's house when
That's
I,
okay. I have
when I
in.
Checked it. Yeah, it's all good.
It was I'm sure it blocked it.
Basically, Torrent Spy used to be the Google of the torrent world. They're just a search engine. They do not host anything locally.
Right.
They are
just hook you up to other torrent sites.
Exactly. They crawl the web just like Google. So, and they were cool. They had like tech news. They had what? Remember, they used to use the Shout It headlines, and I think Shout It eventually turned into Dig.
Yeah.
Dig It instead of Shout It because it sounds cooler.
Torrent Spy was a lot cooler than like,
yeah. I always liked even
because it had more stuff you could.
It wasn't
do with
just
it.
A torrent search. It was new. It was all that shit.
Yeah.
So it was a cool place, and I think I did have an account there at one point in time. But
I wonder if they,
it's not the same IP
the
I have now. So fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck you, MPAA. You fucking Jew fucks. I don't want to sound anti-Semitic, but hey, maybe Hitler was right. That's all I'm saying.
I said maybe.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so MPA defeats Torrent Spy. A Los Angeles federal court has rendered, are you ready for this, a $110 million judgment against Valence Media, the company which operates the now defunct Torrent Spy.
That's a lot to render.
And, well, if we were in my own home, I would pour out a low liquor for my dead homie, yeah. Torrent Spy. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. Love you.
Word.
Word. Let's see. Against them. The judgment represents the culmination of a lengthy decline for Torrent Spy, which was slowly strangled to death by the movie industry. Again, you Jew fucks. And you can kind of see this.
And
remember
they are
when
Jew fucks. Remember
when the Pirate Bay got under some heat for the same thing, and they were like, shut down, and the Pirate Bay was like, go fuck yourselves. We're not a search engine.
Right.
And basically...
Wasn't Pirate Bay the one that said they were going to buy that one of those oil rigs that were out in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah,
because there's no laws
international
there?
Waters, yeah. And they were going to run their servers on
that. Right, because then it'd
and
be legal.
They weren't going to buy one, but there are actual places like that.
Right.
The old oil things.
Those big platforms.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're
just
the
out,
old
just
oil
sitting in the middle
diggers
of the ocean.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to drill for oil, whatever.
And you could, and they were leasing them.
You could rent them now. Yeah, apparently. And
so they were going to set up their torrent server there.
Right, and just run it all wireless and shit. I don't know whatever happened to that. I think it ended up because isn't the Pirate Bay like Swiss or something?
No,
and the
they're
Swiss are
Canadian.
Smart. No.
I'm pretty sure they're from Canada.
Wow, way to research our topics.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway.
Well, I think why they didn't do it is because they set up a donate thing and they didn't get enough donations.
Right.
Who,
like that. But they're still around.
Yeah.
Notice
but
they haven't been closed.
You know, a torrent site setting up donations, that's the best idea because people are getting torrents, they're getting it for free.
Right. But fuck it, dude. If you want to pay for something, make something worth paying for. That's all I'm saying. But MPA is of America. That's how the Pirate Bay got off, because they were hosted somewhere else.
Right.
And they weren't, they didn't even live in America. They were, I'm pretty sure it was Switzerland.
You, really?
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, so they couldn't fuck with them because it's of America. It's not, you know, a worldwide thing. It's not like the United Nations
every country has their own something like the MPAA.
Exactly. So, all right, quote, this substantial money judgment sends a strong message about the illegality. Is that right? Illegality?
Illegality?
Illegality, right?
Illegality.
Oh, fuck me.
I don't know. That's
about
weird.
The illegality of these sites, said Dan Glickman, chairman and CEO of the MPAA. Dan Glickman, you're on my shit list.
You're a fucking douche.
You're a huge douche. You fucking douche. Die.
You probably
Jew.
Download torrents,
fuck.
Too.
Yeah, a fucking gay porn, you douche. You
well,
fucking
yeah.
gay faggot fuck piece of shit nigger bitch.
That's why I didn't like Torrent Spy.
That's
they
right.
didn't search up gay torrents.
Yeah. So, let's see. Quote, the demise of Torrent Spy is a clear victory for the studios and demonstrates that such pirate sites will not be allowed to continue to operate without facing relentless litigation by copyright holders.
Now, that wasn't a victory. There is will never be no victory because for every website you take down, there's 20 more that come
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Granted, they're not all as good as Torrent
right,
Spy
but
was.
Still,
but...
people are doing it just as much, if not
and
more.
Why do you think torrents came into existence? Because we got sick of dealing with F trigger serves and fucking XDCC bots in IRC channels, geek. And so people were like, well, what if we make this? And you know what? You shut down torrent sites, some other better technology is going to come up. You know, remember that little thing called the undecryptable DVD? Wow, we burned through that shit. In fact, it was someone in Switzerland that cracked the decoding for the DVD.
Yeah, and how long
and
did
now
it
we
take
could do
them
that?
To crack that?
Like a week,
yeah,
if that. So, and okay, the main thing, the reason I wanted to read this was, first of all, to let y'all know what's going on, because we are firm believers in this sharing stuff. It's like with music. If you're any kind of decent fucking music artist, you know you don't make money by selling CDs. CDs are a dead fucking media.
Right.
You can manufacture, you can get your music to so many more people online without pressing one fucking disc. Now, what you do, okay, listen up. If you want to make money in the music biz, check this out. Make music that doesn't suck. Mm-hmm. Make not just one song that doesn't suck to play on MTV over and over and over and over until I want to blow my fucking brains out, even though it used to be a good fucking song. And the music videos over and over and over, the same old fucking shit. How about you spend all that money and, pardon my language, creative juices into that. Make a good CD, the whole CD. Remember, 13 other songs that might want to be listenable. Don't fucking make a CD with two songs that are good and the rest is shit because you gave up because you got your fucking check. Make a whole album. And then rule number two, or step number two, check this out. You give it to people for free. Holy shit, Matt. Why would I want to give my music away for free? You might be asking. Ask me.
I don't need to ask you.
Because the more people that hear your music, the more people, assuming it's not shit, will like your music. And you know what that means? When you hit the road and go on tour, all these fucking people are going to come see you because that's where you're going to make your money at. You give the music for free to get the listeners, and then you go on tour. Work for your fucking money. Don't just collect a check from these fucking douchebags.
When they started comparing the differences in sales before people started downloading all the time, because peer-to-peer was basically the first way of downloading
music. Right, Napster. You're sharing files to files. Yeah, torrents, torrents are... You connect to a tracker that tells you who has the file. So in essence, you're not sharing the whole file, you're sharing pieces of a file. And you connect to enough people that have all the pieces you need, you get the whole file. That's right. How it works.
You
download it
piece by piece from different
people.
Exactly.
Instead of the whole
file.
Meaning
you get a faster download rate.
Which at first was how they got around it, because legally we're not sharing a whole thing that's copyright.
It's
you
a
can't
piece.
Copyright a fragment of a file. It's nothing. It's zeros and ones. But yeah, so I guess now they have.
Yeah. Anyway, they were comparing the sales of before peer to peer and stuff, and now that people are downloading,
right.
And there really wasn't that big of a difference in how much money these people were making, because all the money is in their live shows and in their merchandise.
Right. And what I hate is the people saying, "Well, if you buy their music, you're supporting the artist." Most of these people, when you buy their CD, they get like 10 cents.
Right.
They don't make their money from that.
That's why they tour all year.
They go on tour. And I don't know about you, but I just download the shit. If I like it, I still don't buy it because I have no use for CDs. It's just trash to me.
But
I have it
there
digitally.
There is iTunes, 99 cents a song.
Right, but even...
But still,
but
the thing is, I can get it for free, so
exactly.
I do.
Exactly. But guess
but
what?
I still go see them live.
When the music that I do like... Okay, so here's the argument. If you download something, you listen to it, you don't like it, you probably weren't going to buy it in the first place.
Right.
Everyone's heard that argument.
Yeah.
Now, there are some people that download it, like it, and then they're like, well, shit, I should buy this.
Yeah,
you buy
are.
It, you just give money to these companies unless you're buying it directly from the person. Hand-to-hand sales, like Atmosphere
which
said
is,
in that song.
Which is why idea, iTunes sorry. Is good, because
they
iTunes
still get a cut, but not as much.
But, yeah, they get a lot more of the percentage.
Right. But then you hit the road. And if I hear Atmosphere or Sweatshop Union, Idea, Aesop, any of that shit is coming here or even, like, within 200 miles, I will buy a ticket and drive there and get stuff and enjoy myself.
Exactly.
And the only reason I heard of them was because I downloaded their music. So go fuck yourself. We're not stealing from nobody.
Artists now, it's just the way life is now. Like,
right.
Things change.
Like,
so you got to change with it. You got to accept the fact that music is free now, and where you get your money is
work.
For shows.
Go on tour and put in work. Don't just sit there and be like, yo, what's up, nigga?
And if you're actually
this love song here, I'm going to play it for you, and you're going to pay me work.
And if you're actually in for it, you know, for not just the money, but because you love it and
you
want
people to
hear something.
You will love to tour because
you
that's
will.
What it's all about.
You don't care
being
about
in
the
front
money.
Of a crowd of people and feeling that energy. That's what it's all about. And then you get paid because you put in work. You don't get paid for writing a fucking song and putting it on the internet. Like 10 years ago, we couldn't do this.
Right.
You had to find a studio that had the shit to record it. Nowadays, my phone can fucking record. If we needed to say, if I didn't have a job and have $400 and we needed to, we could do this show on my phone. No problem.
But you wouldn't have that phone.
And, well, yeah.
Because that phone was more than that
and
mixer.
This is much nicer and much nicer on the ears.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So, basically, all we're saying is, and, okay, the huge argument is now, TorrentSpy was not hosting, they were not hosting the fucking torrent files themselves. They were a search engine. Now, if you say you can find TorrentSpy and shut them down for $110 million because they were pointing to sites that had torrents, then that's just like fucking saying, Google, you're going to jail for hosting porno, underage porno, or pedophilia sites, or fucking bestiality sites.
Yeah, anything you search for.
Or murders, or everything that happens that you can type into Google and get back. That is the exact same fucking thing as saying Google should be held responsible for that.
The thing is about Google is that you can search for torrents with Google.
Yeah.
It's
why don't
just
you shut
like
them down? Because TorrentSpy...
It's only been escalating, and
it's just torrents.
Right.
And basically, TorrentSpy told the MPAA, hey, fuck you guys, and they didn't like that. So they're like, you know what? We're going to make a fucking example out of you. And you know the only reason they could do that is because the MPAA is so fucking rich.
Yeah.
They could drown you in litigation from now till the cows come home, pardon the Montana expression.
Right.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeah.
But yeah, they have so much money. How can you
the
fight that?
The person with the most money wins.
Money is the root of all evil. Prime example.
And the root of all power.
Quote, defendant and its officers, agents, servants, employees, and attorneys, and all those in active concert or participation with defendant, TorrentSpy, who receive actual notice of this permanent injunction shall immediately and permanently be enjoined from directly, indirectly, contributorily, or vicariously infringing in any matter any copyrighted works. Additionally, Judge Florence Marie Cooper, who is some serious cunt. See, that, it was a lady.
Yep.
I bet they just caught her on the rag. And
probably.
She's like, what? Torrent, what? Guilty. Fuck y'all. Pay them money. And that was it. Swallowing. Quote, plaintiffs are awarded.
Yeah, you were swallowing.
Statutory damages of 30,000? Is that 30,000?
Where is
per
it?
Per infringement? Of each
I don't
of
know
the
where
three,
you're at.
Yeah, 30 grand, 3,699 infringements shown for a total judgment in the amount of $110,970,000. But what's $970,000 between friends, you may ask? So comes to an end the BitTorrent site known as TorrentSpy. Its sister site, IsoHunt.
Ooh.
We kind of like that one.
Yeah.
when we can't find anything on our private sites. Members only. VIP shit.
Yeah, VIPs.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Its sister site, IsoHunt, which has the fortunate situation of being based in rather peer-to-peer friendly land of Canada, thank God for that. See, they're smart. They're in Canada. Is currently safe and operational. Although TorrentSpy closed its doors on March 24th, 2008, barring some type of miracle, today's rendering should close the chapter on this once successful BitTorrent indexing site. And then we actually went to the site and... I mean, you guys can go to it, but this is what it says. Friends of TorrentSpy, we have decided on our own, not due to any court order or agreement, to bring the TorrentSpy.com search engine to an end, and thus we permanently closed down worldwide on March 24th, 2008. The legal climate in the USA for copyright, privacy of search requests, and links to torrent files in search results is simply too hostile. We spent the last 2 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars defending the rights of our users and ourselves. So
They spent a lot of money trying to keep it going. They tried, you guys.
Didn't just roll over and be like, here's the IPs, just go away, Jews. You know, they fought. And, you know, it's sad. I might cry. This is
yeah,
fucked, man.
Yeah, because we still use
this
TorrentSpy,
is fucked.
Right?
Well, IsoHunt, its sister site.
It's the one that's next,
only when
I'm
you
sure.
can't find anything anywhere else.
Right.
That's where you go.
Well, you know, at least there's plenty of other torrent search engines. Like Google.
Exactly. Fuck it. Let's all use Google to find torrents,
yep.
And then maybe the MPAA will go after them.
But I really like Google, too.
I know, right? All like the docs and news and
Gmail
everything.
And
yeah.
Google Documents.
Ultimately, the court demanded actions that, in our view, were inconsistent with our privacy policy, traditional court rules, and international law. Therefore, we now feel compelled to provide the ultimate method of privacy protection for our users.
Oh.
Permanent shutdown. It was a wild ride. The torrent spy by team. And then they have a quote. This is good stuff. Quote, Big Brother, in the form of an increasingly powerful government and in an increasingly powerful private sector, will pile the records high with reasons why privacy should give way to national security, to law and order, and the like. Justice William O. Douglas. So,
you know what I just thought?
What? Well, here, let's finish this up. Basically, okay. If you guys had an account on TorrentSpy, it sounds like you're safe. They shut down before, and that's where it said, inconsistent with our privacy policy, saying,
right.
If you're going to stay open, we want your user list, basically. Yeah. And they said, go fuck yourselves. We're closing down.
Yeah.
You start a website to do this, and it gets popular, right? Takes off, and all of a sudden people want you to shut it down. And these motherfuckers threw $200,000. Now, granted, I don't know what they made from the site because I know they use Google AdWords and shit like that, which is cool. Do it. It's not invasive pop-up hell, you know?
Yeah, you got to click on
it. I'm sure they made some money. But still, out of the kindness of their heart when they threw $200,000 at it, and you know what? The MPAA was like, I'll see your $200,000.
Yeah, that's nothing to them.
Here's a mill. Now
go $200,000 is a lot for them.
That's a lot
for
us.
For people who just run a website.
Fuck it. We can't even buy ink for our printer to print these news stories, guys. Really. And they're doing that? Fuck. If I hate to say this, but honestly, if some law force, I know this wouldn't happen because we're not doing that kind of shit, but if they came and said, hey, you have to shut down the jam hole or go to court, and court costs will exceed $200,000. I'm sorry, guys, but later.
Yeah.
Later, dude. I don't have that kind of money. If I did, granted, if I was a billionaire, fuck yeah, I'd fuck them all to hell.
Or if we had a donate button and people donate.
Or that.
But anyway, what I was saying is we should actually, everyone should start using Google for searching their torrents.
Yeah, that's what.
Guess how much money Google has.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
be fun for the MPAA to attack Google. Google will be like, fuck you.
Bring it on, bitches. And
we
they'd
got
be
lots
like,
of money.
Google's like, we know everything. What the fuck are you? There's nothing you can say to us that we're going to be like, because we're Google.
Yeah, we'll just Google it.
We're God, pretty much. Go fuck yourself. What are you going to do? Come at us? We'll drown your 100 mil in like a gabillion.
Yeah,
a gigabillion. We will start making up dollar amounts. That's how much money we have. We are sick with this. It's ridiculous. You can't. You can't
compare.
You can't. All right. Well, we didn't get through very many news stories.
No, but it was a good show.
Fuck it. Good show. So, you got anything else before we get out of here?
No.
I always have to say that. You never have anything else.
Well,
so,
it's the end of the fucking show.
Well, yeah. Well, you could be like, actually, yeah, Matt, I do. I want, and then we could. But you don't. Whatever. So,
fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. Fuck me, indeed. So, like I was saying, as usual, if you guys ever have anything to say pertinent to a certain show, click on the show notes, I guess you can call it, the title of the show. Scroll down, leave us a comment for that show. Anything else, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. You can MySpace us, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Subscribe with the iTunes. Vote on the podcast alley.
Leave reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, you guys leave us comments on other places. It's not that big of a deal, but it's cool to see our name on other sites. And it kind of shows other
loved.
People that, hey, maybe we should give them a chance. Fucking everyone should give us a chance.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely do that. Dig us on Dig. I don't really give a
fuck
about
Dig.
That. But if you want to, you can. I don't, whatever, really. I'm indifferent to Dig. So, yeah, that's about it, I think. Well, where else are we? We're all over the place.
We're
Blueberry.
Everywhere.
Google the jam hole
and you'll
and
see.
Do all that shit. And yeah, that's it. Jamming.
Love. take my